Talmud chapter 2, Mishnah 3, Ahelchu Malin Begizrin. They would then lift up the fresh blocks of wood that they would use for the new pyre. Now, there was, I don't know if you remember in Yom, but there was a machlokus exactly how many pyres were on top of the altar over there. But according to all opinions, this was talking about the main pyre that they used to put up there, the Seder Eisha Marocha, to arrange for the main pile. V'chi kol ha'etzim kasharim la'marocha, and asks the Mishnah a bit rhetorically, is all wood fit to be used for the altar? Says the Mishnah, hey, kol ha'etzim kasharim la'marocha, all wood is fitting to be used for the pyre. Chutz mishel zayis v'shel gefen, except for wood which is from the olives and from grapes. Why? Says the Kati, different reasons. One reason is that they don't burn well and they produce a lot of smoke. And another reason he brings is that olives and grapes are important fruit, and you don't want, you know, people using that kind of that for kindling wood. Rather use other trees. Abul ba'iru regilim, but these ones are used to use like more commonly. But mubaria shel ta'ena, the fig branches, the shel egos and walnut trees, the shel eight shemen, and also oil wood, a certain tree that they had over there. Oil wood, and these trees burnt nicely. They didn't burn with a lot of smoke. So this was the wood that they commonly used to use.